It's always good to start off with a win, so that was good that we were able to go out and win the game. Obviously, we have a lot to work on. But again, the bottom line is to come out of here with a win is a good thing for our guys, and now we've got a big week ahead of us with the Saints coming in later in the week, and we've got a lot of things to improve upon. So with that, open it up to questions.
Could you evaluate Gronk's performance?
You know, look, I think that the first team offense, we basically played it very close to the vest, John. We got a lot accomplished in the practice the other day. The biggest goal for us, I think, today was to really get the operation right, to come out with a clean operation, which at times it was pretty good, but there's some things we need to clean up and then be healthy. We want to come out of this thing healthy. So I'm not going to evaluate anybody's performance here without watching the film or anything like that. But I will say that, you know, again, it was good to get off to a good start with a win.
You ran the ball well.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, I mean, you know, a lot of that has to do with making sure that we make improvements up front, make improvements with the receivers as far as running routes. I mean, it's not just one guy. It's 11 guys being on the same page. And, again, there were some bright spots, but overall we've got a lot to improve upon.
Some thoughts on Tom Savage?
You know, I thought just from watching it on the sideline, again, I'm not going to get into evaluating guys. You know, I haven't watched the film. Really, the film is so important to watch, and I'd be better off telling you what I think, you know, the next time I see you guys after watching the film. But obviously, Tom led us down to some scoring opportunities, and that was good. So, but again, we'll watch the tape and go from there.
Based on what you saw early, the few carries he had with Lamar Miller, the pops he had, found the seams, and had a couple of nice runs.
Yeah, he's a good back. I mean, he's got good vision. He understands all the different runs that we have. He's not just an outside runner. He's not just an inside runner. He can run all the runs, and it was good to get him a few carries and make sure that he stayed healthy.
Can he run well in camp?
Yeah.
Yeah,
he ran well. He fumbled there at the end, which we don't want to do that. But I think overall he got his pads down. He's a big guy that can really make yardage on his own when he runs with his pads down. And so I thought he did some good things. We were backed up there in the first half on our own 2-yard line. He got us out of there with a couple nice runs, so I thought he had a decent day other than that fumble at the end.
What does it mean for young guys like, say, Anderson and make score touchdowns at a time like this?
I think for all those young guys to be able to get into a pro football game and just get acclimated to the speed of the game, you know, I think that's huge, whether it's Fuller, Braxton, Anderson, you know, any of those guys that were rookies that played tonight. I think everybody played tonight, which was good. We spoke to the rookies last night about their first pro football game, talked about what to expect, but you can talk about all you want until the guy gets out there and experiences it for himself. That's when he really gets better. And so I think it was good for all those guys.
So what about young guys like Covington and Reader making plays? Both
those guys, Christian, you know, he had a slight concussion there early in camp and came back. He's really had a good camp when he's been in there. He's been very productive. He's come back stronger. He has a really good knowledge of our defense. And, you know, for a rookie, I think DJ's done some good things. You know, DJ has to make sure that he pays attention to his conditioning level and all those things, just like most big rookies do, defensive and offensive linemen rookies. But I think he's made some plays, and he's been an improved player every day for us.
Talk about Simon.
Yeah, great, really good play. I think that Vince knocked it loose. Vince made a heck of a play on that, and then Simon scooped it up, and that was good. It was good to, you know, one of the things that we're really harping on with our team is that if we can create takeaways and we can take care of the ball on offense and win the penalty battle, win the field position battle, win the situation football battle, then we have a chance to win games. You know, when we turn it over too much or give up tackles for loss or sacks or don't, you know, get any takeaways or, you know, don't produce any sacks on defense, you know, it's going to be hard to win, you know. So I think there's a winning formula, and that's what we're trying to really harp on with our guys. And that's right. And that was, you know, again, that's a case, too, we've been harping on a lot with these guys is play the next play. You know, that was a drive where they were driving the ball really well on that one. We played the next play, and we were able to stop them there and pop the ball loose, and I think Drummond picked it up, and that was good. I think every year is different. I think that one of the things, you know, when you look at this year, I think everybody that's healthy should get in there and really see some live action before we play a regular season game. Now, you know, how many plays they'll play in each game, who knows? But I think it's important this year for this team, if you're healthy, you need to be in there playing to make sure that your first live action you see is not against the Chicago Bears.
I know you haven't watched the tape, but from what you did see, what are a couple of things you did best?
Well, I think that, you know, again, I believe that there are things that we did offensively that were decent. I think we were close on a few things. You know, we didn't really throw the ball down the field with the first unit. You know, obviously we're going to do that some more, maybe not as much in the preseason. I thought that there were some runs where we ran the ball pretty decently. But overall, we have a lot of improvement to make. We have to improve our tempo. We have to improve our passing game. We have to improve our protection. I thought defensively the biggest thing that stood out to me was our turnovers, our ability to get a couple turnovers, which helped us. And then we have to improve our tackling. You know, we missed a lot of tackles tonight, and we have to do a better job there. Special teams, I thought the guys, you know, Shane had a couple really nice punts. There were a couple good instances of place kicking by Fairburn and Nick, and I thought that some of the guys had some decent tackles on coverage teams. But, you know, overall we dropped a couple punts. You know, we weren't really securing the ball as well as we need to with the younger players, so there's some improving to do there. But overall, came out with a win, and it's always good to start with a win.
Take a couple more. You have any issues with the pace the Niners ran 50 plays in the first half?
Yeah, and we had seen it in practice, but their pace is really what obviously they're known for. And so I think for your first game to see that is good. I mean, it wasn't always handled great. We had a lot of missed tackles. But at least we've seen it early so that when it happens again, hopefully we'll be better at it. You know, we'll see it from New Orleans. We're going to be installing more of it with our offense. So I think it'll be a good thing that we've seen it early. But again, we talk to our guys all the time about, look, if it's a problem early in the training camp, we've got to take care of it, you know, right away. And that's what we're going to work on this week.
Thank you.